Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm Mike Clark, podcast editor for the Cochrane Library.
There were more than 100 Cochrane reviews relevant to dementia, and these were added to in December 2024 with a new review of the accuracy of self-administered cognitive assessment tools for its detection.
Today, I'm joined by one of the authors, Maria Neame from Glasgow Royal Infirmary in Scotland, to talk about the review and its findings. Hi, Faria. Thanks for telling us about this important new review. Perhaps you'd begin by saying a little about self-administered cognitive assessment tools.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me. In essence, these are tools which are designed to assess various aspects of our cognition, such as memory and language, but they're completed by the person themselves without any help from a healthcare professional. They may require people to answer questions or to complete tasks.
So how might they be used to help us diagnose dementia?
I think firstly I need to emphasise that these tools are not designed to diagnose dementia on their own, but they're meant to be used within the diagnostic process, which usually involves a clinical assessment, blood tests and imaging. Their role in this process is not entirely clear at the moment, but they have the potential to be used both in research and clinical situations. So from a research perspective, they could be used to screen participants who are being recruited to studies, whilst from a clinical perspective, they could be used where face-to-face cognitive assessment might be difficult. This was highlighted recently with the COVID-19 pandemic, but other potential uses are when cognitive assessments are done in rural areas or resource-poor areas, where an in-person assessment with a clinician might be quite challenging.
So that's quite a wide range of potential uses, and it's clearly important then to know if they actually work. So how much evidence did you find about their accuracy for diagnosing dementia?
We managed to identify 11 studies involving over 2,300 patients that had compared self-administered cognitive assessment tools to a standard clinical assessment for dementia diagnosis. Five of these studies all looked at a tool called Test Your Memory in five different languages. And the other six studies looked at five other self-administered assessment tools. Most of the tools were in print format, but two were actually electronic.
How good were the 11 studies?
Most were at risk of bias, especially when we thought about patient selection. And there was also significant heterogeneity between the studies. For example, they took place across a range of settings, including community and residential settings, as well as secondary healthcare and outpatient clinics. And they also provided a wide range of accuracy results, with no one test being clearly superior to the others. Some of the studies use the same cognitive assessment tools, but there was no consensus amongst the studies as to the test threshold or the cutoff score for indicating an abnormal or normal score. So the standard clinical assessment used to diagnose dementia was also different between the studies.
Sounds as though it was difficult to reach a consistent conclusion from the currently available research. But is there a take-home message about the accuracy of self-administered cognitive assessment tools?
Yes, I would say that self-administered cognitive assessment tools have the potential to be useful in the face of increased demand for cognitive assessments with limited healthcare resources. Their test accuracy scores were similar to the range seen with standard pens on paper cognitive testing, which is conducted by clinicians. However, we just don't have enough evidence to tell us how accurate they are or to recommend the use of any single tool. What we need is more research to establish the optimal setting, the test threshold, and the role that these tests might play in the diagnosis of dementia.
Thanks very much for joining us today, Maria, and telling us about this really important new review. And just to the listeners, if you'd like to read the full version of the review, just go to cochranelibrary.com and search self-administered assessment for dementia to see a link to it.